The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
My dear brothers and sisters in Iman, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tonight, however, in this discussion, we continue in the theme that we began with about how to live this pure Islamic life. You'll recall that we took inspiration from the verse of the Quran where Allah addressed the believers and He said, O you who believe, He said, استجيبوا لله ولرسوله إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. Answer the call of God and His Prophet when they call you to that which gives you life. And we mentioned in that first night that the life that we are being called to, this life that we are being invited to go towards, that we have been speaking about for the last 9 nights, is not the physical life, because we all, alhamdulillah, have the physical life. We are all breathing, walking, talking, we live. But rather this life that we are invited to partake in through accepting the message of God in the Quran, through following the sunnah, the example of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and through also following the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, is a life which is vastly different than just physically living. And it becomes a life which we live in this world, which allows us to go through the challenges of life. It allows us to make the best life in the world to come. And so we were discussing last night about creating the functional families, as you'll recall. We looked at it from at least two viewpoints. The one aspect, obviously, of creating a functional family, as we have been discussing in these last nights, is the building up of the individual, the building up of the individual blocks, the young man and young woman. We talked about the fact that eventually, that the goal, we can say, is for that man and woman to come together in marriage in the sight of Allah, to create the initial family. And then if Allah wills, we looked at the verse of the Quran where if Allah wills, He gives that couple children, either boys, girls, a mixture, or sometimes we, as the Quran said, that sometimes Allah allows the couple to be childless. From there, we looked at the fact that, you know, when those children come, that we obviously have a responsibility as parents. Tonight, in this final discussion, we look not at an action, but more so at an emotion, or the concept of emotions. And more specifically, that of either forgiveness and pardon, or exacting revenge. You know, when you look at it at one level, we want to try and look at it from the level of our own lives. You know, when we live in a society where we live in a family with our spouse, our children, our extended family, always there are disagreements, arguments that families get into. And is the solution to be aggressive? Is it to show the emotions of hatred and aggression against family? Or is it to forgive and forget? And if we transplant that, or we take it a step higher, we also are asking that same question tonight. We might get to the answer, we might not, but you know, the very first thing that we have to ask ourselves is that these emotions that we have, whether, you know, not only in relation to Karbala, but about life in general, is that why did Allah create human beings with this complex process of having emotions? You know, you think about it, many times emotions, they seem to be something which just don't make sense. For example, a man and a woman fall in love with each other. This emotion of love is created between these two people. But what does love mean when we say that I'm in love with a person? What does that emotion of love actually mean? Now, we know that there's something going on in the brain. Certain neurons are being fired up. Certain chemicals are being released in the brain that makes us feel certain emotions, love or hate or anger or happiness. So we know that there is something behind them. There is not only a process happening in the mind, but these same emotions that we get, they also obviously travel through the body, and we actually begin to feel certain things within the human body. It's difficult to describe, but I'm sure we felt it when we feel emotions. And we see that not only does it affect our mind, but many times it affects the human being at a physical level. So experts of the human mind, they tell us that, you know, these emotions we have, one of the reasons why we have emotions is for us to guide or become a response to situations that we find ourselves in. Some people say, well, you know, there are many emotions which have a detrimental impact on the human being. Why did God create them within us? You know, people have anxiety, for example, or people have fear. What is the benefit of these emotions? Why aren't we just always in a good mood? Why do we have to have these emotional swings and things happen in our lives and our brain and our body somehow react to them? You know, at one level we can see that emotions allow us to make a change in our surroundings. They actually help us and benefit us in many ways. And if you think about your days at school when you are on the night of an exam, you have a test the next day, you feel anxiety, you feel stressed out, you have that anxious feeling in you. But that feeling then translates into you wanting to study, to cram, to do whatever you can to get a good mark. So if we didn't have the emotion of anxiety or stress, right, people probably wouldn't go through and fulfill obligations they had. They wouldn't study because they would just feel melancholy. They'd be just very chill at everything that's going on. Anger is another emotion that people feel. And anger can be channeled in a right or a wrong way. We see many times that people have road rage. People get angry at home. They become violent, right? They have taken anger, which is an emotion that God has created, which has a benefit, but they haven't been able to channel that anger in the right way. So yes, anger has a negative aspect to it, but if you're hiking in the mountains and you come across a wild animal, your sense of fear or anger will kick in and you will try and defend yourself. You'll either have that ability or you'll have that thought to either fight or flight, right? You'll either want to stand and defend yourself if you're in front of an aggressor because the anger will build up in you, or you will try and run away and get out of the situation. So it's not healthy to suppress emotions. It's not healthy to say, well, I have these emotions God has created and I'm just going to suppress them. I'm going to just try and be very calm and collected all the time and not let the situation get the best of me. No, that getting the best of you, as long as the emotion is channeled in a way that Allah expects, that's very good. It's something that we're actually required to do. But when we let our emotions overtake us, when we let our emotions take over our religious obligations, that is where problems begin in our lives. And so scholars tell us that, you know, we need to understand emotions. And unfortunately, this is not something that madrasa will teach. This is maybe not something that a school curriculum may or may not teach. We have to understand that as human beings, we have these emotions. We have to recognize as individuals, not that the school can teach us, but we have to recognize what is triggered or what we get triggered by. So that way, if we are getting angry at our family or our siblings or the spouses are warring with one another, they can recognize what is the trigger point and they can talk to the spouse and they can basically recognize where these arguments and disputes come in the family and be able to resolve them before the difficulties and the arguments get further and further.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahim Kareem Adim. عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.